The Global Peace Christian Center, GPCC, welcomes you to a life-changing experience as you listen to God's anointed servant, Pastor Henry Ampoma Boateng, the head pastor of Global Peace Christian Center, as he teaches you God's word that will change you, challenge you to a deeper obedience.
There are a lot of Christians, and the devil still have hold upon you because you still have some elements of the enemy. You
build up your faith and bring you closer to God.
When you die and you don't die in the Lord, Bible says you are dead indeed.
Treasures beyond measure with Pastor Henry Ampoma Boateng. And now, today's message.
Now, every Christian must have faith. It is automatic. Every Christian must have faith and believe in the impossible. You must believe in Christ and believe in yourself. Because the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So believe in Christ and believe in yourself. Always tell yourself that I can make it. I can do it. Never say that I can never do it. Believe that you can, because God knows you can. So you disappoint God if you say you cannot and if you are not able to do it. So say, yes, I can. Yes, I believe. And yes, I can. Clap for Jesus. But there are some elements that attack our faith and can cripple our faith and then can cause you not to be able to do it. So things like doubt, fear, and can create so much anxiety, and sometimes frustrations will set in. But as a child of God, you must refuse to be frustrated, and you must refuse to be confused. That's why the Bible says the righteous shall live by faith and not by sight. What it simply means is that the righteous shall live by what God has said, whether written or spoken. He shall live by what is said, what is written, and not by what he's seeing. So what everything you may be seeing may be negative. It's showing signs that you cannot do it. But that is not what must go into your heart or into your mind. You must refuse to accept the negatives that you are seeing and believe that with God all things are possible, and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Clap for Jesus. So try not to doubt the word of God. Don't doubt the word of God. Believe in God. Believe in the word of God. And believe that through Christ, all things are what? Possible. Clap for Jesus. I have entitled today's sermon, Doubting Thomas. Doubting Thomas, because no child of God will be a doubting Thomas as long as the word of God is concerned. And we'll just go through a few scriptures that we read last week. Just a few. For us to have a premises in our discussion or in our sermon. So we'll quickly go through Mark chapter 8. Read verse 31 to 33. Mark chapter 8. Verse 31 to 33. We just read it. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Clap for Jesus. Again, in Mark chapter 9, verse 30 to 32. Mark chapter 9, verse 30 to 32. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. Clap for Jesus. Again, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 2, he said, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Again, in Matthew 26, verse 31 to 35. Matthew 26. No, let me start from verse 31. From verse 31. Then Jesus told them, this very night you all fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have arisen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter replied, even if all fall away on account of you, I never will. Truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. But Peter declared, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the other disciples said the same. Clap for Jesus. Now, let's go to the main story in John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Let's read from verse 19 to 31. John chapter 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. 24. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now, before I continue, now we read in the scripture that several times Jesus Christ told the disciples that he would die, he would be crucified, and on the third day he rise up again. He told them consistently, he kept telling them, even the night before it happened, he still told them. Now, Jesus Christ appeared after the resurrection, he appeared to the disciples, and Thomas was not around. So they told Thomas that you have seen the Lord. And still, Thomas is saying that he cannot believe it unless he sees him, not even just see him. I have to see him, I have to see the marks in his palms, hold his side before I can believe. You know, sometimes don't worry when you meet some unbelievers and they don't even believe that Jesus died or Jesus was crucified. No, Alex, are you getting what I'm saying? That he died and he resurrected. If they don't believe it, just pray for them. Because here is a case where he worked with the disciples. He demonstrated so many things to them that he had the power of God. And at one point, he asked the disciples, who do men say I am? Peter said that you are the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah. All right? He showed them so many things. He taught them so many things. He even called the dead back to life. And he told them that he will die, he will be crucified, and the third day he will rise again. Several times he told them. He appeared to the rest, minus the one who minus Judas Iscariot. And then without Thomas, he was not there. And they saw him, and they told Thomas that we have seen the Lord. He said, no way. Now, these are people who work with him. So what about some of us 2,000 years ago? You meet people and they argue and you don't waste your time if they don't understand. These are people who actually work with him. They work with him. They knew Jesus. They heard stories. They were part of his ministry. He gave them the authority to cast out devils. Authority to heal the sick. To do so many things.
And he told them about what was going to happen to him.
Yeah, Thomas says, no way.
So if the rest of the Jews are saying that he's not the Messiah, don't doubt them. Don't just be bothered about it. Because it's written in the scriptures that that's what will happen. At the point, they'll believe. But you see, why I'm raising this concern is that don't you also doubt the word of God? Don't doubt the word of God. Because your faith will be based upon the word of God. If you have not heard the word of God, you cannot build your faith. Your faith can only be based upon what God has said or what is written. Thomas had so much tangible evidence. He had heard so much. He had been taught so much, not by any man of God, not by any pastor or any apostle, but by Jesus Christ himself, face to face. And he told him what was going to happen. Yet he said that, unless I see him, touch him and feel him, see the nail marks, I will not believe. Verse 26. From verse 26 of John chapter 20. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them, though the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." Because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. See, that's why I'm saying that there's a blessing for those of you who are able to believe the scriptures, although you never met Christ. Blessed are you. That blessing that Jesus Christ is talking about, that blessed are you who have not seen and believe. Some of us, that blessing, we will not get that one. We cannot get that one because we also saw before we believed, like Thomas. Once I was talking to somebody about this scripture, the fact that Jesus Christ appeared to the disciples when the doors were locked. So yes, he said, yes, it's possible he was a ghost. Yes, he was a ghost. But a ghost has no physical body. See, when he rose up from the dead, the body, he rose up with the whole body. So, say, "Thomas, come and touch my hands. I'm not a ghost. You can see everything. Come and touch here. I'm not a ghost." So, blessed are those who have not seen and yet what? Believe. So that is why you must not doubt the word of God. If you are able to just hold on to the word of God and believe, blessed are you. And what is the Bible saying? See, the Bible is saying that with God, what? All things are what? Possible. And I can do all things through Christ. Who what? Who gives me strength? So if you can believe that, blessed are you. Let me tell you something. See, at the point, my company, from the period of 96 October up to 2008 October, the Lord said to me that, "You see, your own family, they have sat on the company, so just chill." But I did not surrender. You understand? I kept fighting. And because he has said that, "You just wait, allow. When the time comes, I know what to do. Just allow them." But although even the Lord said to me that your own family have sat on the company, just relax, I did not give up. I kept fighting and fighting and fighting until the time that he said that everything is cleared. See, you need to have that fighting spirit as a child of God. Hello? You need to have, you know what you want. You know what you want. You need to have that fighting spirit and keep going for it. See, God will see your faith and see, no, this guy is terrible. This guy is terrible. But if you back off and you sit in a room and cry, you cannot achieve anything. So blessed are you who have not seen and yet believe. So you are just holding on to what God has said. Whatever you read from the scriptures, you just read it and say, yes, this is what I want. You believe it, you go with it. Jesus Christ says, blessed are you. So he said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Glory to Jesus. I want us to read James chapter 2, verse 17 to 26. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is what? Is dead. So when you just say, you believe, there's no action, it is dead. So at the point that the Lord said that this period is it's not a good period, it's a bad period, relax. I was fighting. You see the faith. So then at the point, he said that, I'll bring everything to the now. Everything we're supposed to achieve within that period, I'll bring it to the now. He's also acting on your faith. He's also acting on your faith. So everything we're supposed to achieve within that period, I will bring it to the now. Because you have seen that your faith is not dead. So if you say you have faith, let us see by your action that you have faith. Hello, clap for Jesus. So in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. So you cannot just sit there and say you believe you have faith and we don't see by your action. Your action must tell me that you have faith. But someone will say, you have faith. I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. That you believe that there's one God. And he said, the Bible says that even the demons also believe and they shake. You don't even shake. When you mention God's name, they shake. Because quickly the judgment day runs into their minds. So just believe in God. Cannot do anything for you. So, verse 19 of James chapter 2 says, you believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. 20. Says, you foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. He was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. As the body without the spirit is dead, faith without deeds is dead. So Rahab was a prostitute, but she believed that these are God's people, I'd rather protect them. Okay? So he did everything to secure God's people. And the Bible said, because of that, he was declared what? Righteous. You know, when Ben was speaking this morning, he was talking about somebody who says he's very charismatic, very creepy. You see, somebody can pose as very charismatic and very creepy, but the person may not obey God. Look, there's a preacher man who's not a Ghanaian. He's a very big pastor. And I love to sit down and listen to him. That was long ago when I was in La Paz. One day the Lord said to me, stop listening to this man. And everybody knows that this is a very powerful man of God. And he still shows, you can still see that he's a very powerful man of God. Why is he saying that stop listening to this man? Maybe between Christ and that man, there are certain instructions God has given to him that he doesn't obey. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. But so the whole world will see him as very powerful, and you don't take the power to heal from him. But just don't listen to this man. Let's say you are a child of God, and God said that I want you to be at this place. Oh, this place, I cannot be there. This place, the church is small, the people are not many. So I want to be where people are plenty. So you can be there, and you are working for Christ. You are working for Christ. And the Lord says, if you want to work for me, go to this place. And you went to that place. The church, there's no church building. They are fellowshipping in a chobar. And the people are just about 10. And the Lord says, this is where I want you to be. See, this is why I cannot be there. So you go to a place, very big place, and then you're working. Oh, we are usher. We are say, Everybody knows you are very charismatic. But between God and you have rejected my word. Are you getting what I'm saying? And you know, whatever you are doing, you are not pleasing God. You are not pleasing God. So everybody in the church will see that, But between God and yourself, God doesn't know you. Simple instruction. I want you to be here. So that is how it is. So you see how Rahab was declared righteous. She was a prostitute. But just the action, that action. But by what she did, Bible said that she was declared what? Righteous. Clap for Jesus. Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word about Christ. So faith comes from hearing the message, the word of God. That is how you build your faith. So, like I was telling the young man there, that guy who is struggling, but he's always coming to church to help with the sometimes when I come alone and he's not there, I can't do anything. Minimum be a son. If he's not there, make us say, "Mun use without microphone." But I don't know how to operate it. All right, but now he's struggling, and it's like there's nobody to help him. But the last time I told him that he should chill, because the time is coming when all of a sudden you have his house, his car, and a very nice wife. That is the word of God, a prophetic word of God upon his life. So he must just believe it and accept it. And he must not think of how it's going to happen. Do you get what I'm saying? Because even the one who is speaking to you, I can cause it to happen for you. I can cause it to happen for you at the right time. At the right time, I myself can cause it to happen for you. Sure. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. So you see, now God has spoken. So the time comes and the Lord says, provide this man with a house. Give him a car. What will I say? I'll say, Master, come, this house is for you. This car is for you. And he said, give him a work to do. Give him a job and pay him so much. Okay, from now onwards, all the properties that we have, and all the security men and everything, it's your duty to make sure that everything goes on well. Make sure that when you go to this church, this is working. When you go to this church, this is working. From now on, this is your house, this is your car. And every man, this is your money. Is it difficult? So you see, When the Lord speaks, don't think about, I don't have a father who can help me. I don't have any uncle who can help me. How is it going to happen? It's this, God has spoken. All you need to do is just take it. Because when the time comes, it will just happen. So, Bible says, faith comes by what? Hearing the word of God. Because, you see, Bible says, everything shall pass away, but the word of God shall remain. So, if you want something that you can hold on to, that you know that this one, I can hold on to it and to never fail, it is the word of God. Because all things shall pass away, but the word of God, what? Shall remain. So, you can hold on to it. So, if that is the prophetic word for your life, Master, don't cry about poverty again. Don't worry. When you are eating gari, eat gari with happiness. If you are eating gari without sugar, eat it with happiness. Because tell yourself that it's a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. You see that? So, Bible says, don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. So, when God speaks, it is yea and it's amen. Don't doubt like Thomas. Don't doubt like Thomas. Clap for Jesus.
Romans 10:16. See, 16 before 17. 16 says, but not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? See, and it's the message that when you believe, you become one with God. That everything shall be well with you according to God's word. And according to God's terms. Clap for Jesus. Hebrews 11, verse 1 and 2. NIV. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Like I just spoke to the young man, Philip. So, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. What I'm standing here to speak, when the day comes, the reality comes, you'll be surprised. Because what is this, there is, what the eye has not seen, what the ear has not heard, what the mind has not conceived, is what I've prepared for those who love me. So when the time comes, what you see about him, Master, now you cannot think about it. You cannot even believe it. But when the time comes, you see, because when the prophecy comes, it comes, you at that time you understand it. You only understand it when it actually happens. You see, for example, because Sammy and myself, we came from the same womb, from the same mother, there are certain things that he may not understand about me now until it comes to pass. And it is not strange. Like Jesus Christ in his days, his brothers like James and Jude, they had some similar things until he died and resurrected. So you see that with time, you will learn more. And not that I blame for something, but it is like, he's my brother. We came from the same womb. You get what I'm saying? Flesh and blood from the same womb. So there are certain things that you will not understand until the reality. So don't blame only Thomas. But I'm praying that you don't be like Thomas. Do you get what I'm saying? Clap for Jesus.
This message continues same time next week. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Pastor Henry Ampoma Boateng. We hope you have been blessed by this message. The Global Peace Christian Center, GPCC, invites you to join us for the following activities. Sundays, praise, teaching and anointing service, 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Wednesdays, Bible teaching, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Fridays, revival service, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And Saturdays, prayer, healing and deliverance. Deliverance Service, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Global Peace Christian Center, La Eglise Temple, is located at Ablo Eje, Parakuo Estate, South Abokubi, Accra. For more inquiries, call 0208-180-188 or 0246-224-766 or visit our website at www.gpcconline.com. GPCC, blessed beyond measure. GPCC, moving beyond the skies. GPCC, doing the impossible. Oh, how we love.